Good morning. Let's begin. So our shiur today is sponsored by Mel and Tanya Shichtman, Lezecha Nishmas, Tanya's mother, Tera Sasson, Esther Bat Mazal, and Mel's mother, Sylvia Shichtman, Sive Bas Rachel, Zichron Lebrach, Yorup, and the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Neshamas will have an aliyah. Ukvar, so remember, we're starting on page Tzadik Tes, the top. So also remember, again, the point that Rav Chala is talking over here in the middle of Nikios, is that the difficulty of Nikios is really identifying and ultimately isolating those negative traits that we have. And the difficulty is there are two different types of negative traits. There are some type of negative traits that we know, chapter 11. There are some types of negative traits that we know are negative. So if I know that they're negative, the advantage is I know exactly what I have to do to get rid of it. But there are other negative traits. There are other negative traits that are very nuanced and that a person often overlooks, and that it's easy for a person to justify as not being so negative. So the Ramchal gives a couple of examples of this. Ukvar patres ha-polim ha-usim eitza balabayis e-berchas ha-motz e-berchas ha-chronos e-berchas ha-mazon. So amazingly enough, we know that if you have a worker who is working, he's a day laborer for the balabas, that he is exempted from making a hamotzi, right, and he's exempted from bracha achronos to brachas mazon on benching. Now, of course, it's not literal. The idea over here is he quotes over in footnote 23: the yivarchu rakis bracha harishona brachas hazan b'shleimusa ve'elu asachronos yichlulu bebracha achas kedesh lo yispatlu ikiv amiras abrachos. He has to make brachas hamotzi. What it's referring to over here is that Chazal gave him the license to recite a shorter form of Birkas HaMason, a shorter form of benching. Now today, the Shulchan Aruch rules a little bit differently, but Lamaise, what the Ramchal is pointing out is you see the sensitivity that Chazal had to theft, that they figure if someone's on the clock, so you don't have right to go ahead and exercise your spirituality on someone else's time. Therefore, Chazal gave the worker a shortened form of Shmona Esrei, of Birkas HaMason, a benching. And even with Kriyashma, so what the Chazal did not obligate a person to stop their work, except for the recitation of the first paragraph. Kavachomer ben binosha kavachomer ledivre harishus. So I will say, if we see that this is true, that Chazal were so sensitive to the midah of theft, even when it comes to mitzvos, then all the more so how meticulous one must be with their employer's time for non-mitzvos matters. Shekol sechir yom aser bohem shlovavato malachto shabalabais vim avra hare zegazlon. That a person, a worker, has to be very careful not to in any way squander or waste the time of the balabas, the person who he works for. And if he did so, just understand that that is theft. Now, let's see what the Ramchal is talking about over here. So Ramchal is saying, the Ramchal is saying that Lemaisa, remember, we're talking about things that people often do and don't even give second thoughts. You know, we just dealt with this in the bagel shir on Monday morning about the parameters under which one is permitted to go ahead and take time during the day. For example, let's say is one permitted to go ahead and leave at the middle of the day to go daven mincha. Say there's a minyan in a closer building. Is one permitted to do that without asking permission from their employer? I just know, like, it's not so posh that a person could do that. A person has to know that the place where he works is okay with breaks like that. But if an employer makes it clear that his employees are on the clock and they may not leave, a person can't just say, well, I have to serve a Kalish Baruch, I have to go daven. So daven at your desk, daven somewhere else. Lav davka, a person is just automatically permitted to take time from their employer for their own religious needs. And the Ramchal says, if I do that without really ascertaining that indeed it is correct or permitted, that's gezel. It's theft. It's theft, which means that I'm a gazlan, I'm a thief. This is amazing. Abichilkia didn't even go ahead and return shalom to Tamidi Chacham and gave him shalom. I'll say now what this is referring to over here. We saw this in Daf Yomi. So Abichilkia was a schir yom. Abichilkia was a day laborer. And remember again, Abichilkia was the grandson of Choni HaMa'agel, Choni the circle drawer. Remember again, so Choni was the one who brought the reins, and his grandson Abichilkia had a very similar koach through his power of tefillah to be able to go ahead and bring rain. So one time there was a drought, so the Beis Din sent two rabbanim to go to Abichilkia. Can you imagine this? Can you imagine that the guy who has the greatest power of tefillah is a day laborer? right? So meaning somebody picked him up at Home Depot or 7-Eleven that morning. You know, they went ahead, they brought him to the job site. He's going ahead, and he possesses the most acute koach hatfil of everyone. So they came and they said to him, Shalom Alecha. He said, Shalom Aleichem. He did not respond. So the Gemara goes on to say, Abba Chilki did a whole bunch of strange stuff that they didn't understand. And as they're walking home, they asked him about his behavior. So they asked him, why is it that when we gave you Shalom Aleichem, why didn't you respond to us? To which Abba Chilki said, because Schir Yomani, I'm a day laborer. And as a day laborer, I'm on the clock. I don't have a right to go ahead and stop working to give you, your great rabbis, it's very nice, but I work for someone. I don't have a right to stop what I'm doing to give you Shalom Aleichem. I'm about to say, now obviously one can make the argument that is an amplified, it's an amplified sensitivity, but it's the correct sensitivity nevertheless. When you're on the clock, you're on the clock. Shaloli batim melachas re'ehu. So he said, I didn't give you Shalom in order not to go ahead and be negligent in my work for my fellow. Yaakov, you know, I love Shalom, Mevar, Befeva, Omer. Yaakov Avinu, of blessed memory, says what? He states explicitly, Hayisi Bayom Achalani Chorev, Vekerach, Balayla, Hayisi Bayom Achalani Chorev, Vekerach, Balayla, Vatida Shnasi Me'inai. What does Yaakov Avinu say? Essentially, I worked day and night. I worked day and night. I did not sleep much, and I was exposed to the elements. So we'll say, so obviously, did Yaakov work 24 hours a day? No, what he was trying to tell Laban was, I was an honest, diligent worker. That when I was supposed to be working, I was working. And when I and I wasn't involved in anything else. My ya'anu eifo, ha'oskim b'hana oseyem b'shas melacha v'telemeno. So after 120, those who worked for someone, how will they answer when they have to account for the fact that they used their work time to go ahead and pursue their own interests at the time of malacha and ultimately negated their malacha? Oh, ki asku b'cheftzeihem ish levitzo, or they went ahead and they just engaged in their own pursuits, each person for their own benefit. Klalo shel davar. Well, so here is the principle. Hasachar itzo chaver le'ez malacha shetiyah. If a person is hired by his friend to do particular work, he may call sha'osav mechuros hein lo liomo. Well, so obviously he's talking about over here as a day laborer. So the halachas change depending on the nature of your employment. What he's saying over here is if you are a day laborer, just know all of your hours are owned. All of your hours are owned by the person for whom you work. Ke'inyan sha'amruz d'choron l'bracha, schirus mechir liomei. As the Gemara Maseches Bava Metzia says, that ultimately when you hire someone, mechir liomei, he is sold to you for the day. V'choma sheyikach mehen la'anas atzmo, be'eza oven sheyeh, eino ela gezel gomer. And I will say, if somebody's a day laborer, and they go ahead and over the course of that day, they do things for themselves, not in the scope of their employment, then l'maisa again, it's gezel gomer. Then l'maisa again, it's absolute theft. Page kuf, ve'im lo machalo, eino machal. And ultimately, again, obviously, it's the choice of the employer to forgive such a trespass. But Lamai said, if he does not forgive it, it's not machal, it's not forgiven. Shekvar Om Rabbosinu Zichron Levracha. This is very important, because the rabbis already said, Averos Shebein Adam Lechavero, Ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper, Ad Shiratze Es Chavero. Because again, remember, Chazal say, that I will say, if you go ahead and you wrong someone else, L'maisa, you can't dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu for forgiveness. Those acts are not forgiven until when? Until ultimately a person asks mechila from his friend. Let's go a little bit weiter. V'lo od, ela sha'afilu im asa mitzvah bizman malachto, lo litztaka techashev lo, ela avera hi biyado. Well, so listen to this. Not only that, see, people often justify taking time from their work or taking time from their employer because, hey, I'm doing a mitzvah. So just understand, says the Ramchal, that a mitzvah you do by stealing from someone else is not a mitzvah, ela avera hi biyado, but rather, again, it's an avera, she'in avera mitzvah ukra ksiv sone gazal ba'ola. Ultimately, again, he who goes ahead, if you look at footnote 30, sone gazal ha'pasach b'shlemuso ki ani Hashem oy mishpat sone gazal ba'ozla kilomar karban ola ha'balach vod Hashem Hashem sone osim ba'im amon gazal. That ultimately, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates more than anything a karban, an offering that is brought from stolen funds, right? That ultimately, again, even though a person is quote unquote performing a mitzvah, but also we call that a mitzvah haba ba'avera. So mitzvah haba ba'avera, essentially, the ends do not justify the means. The fact that at the end of the day I did something quote unquote positive or holy does not justify, does not in any way give me license to employ illegal means to do so. Crux. I'll say if a person went ahead and stole a sa'a of wheat, and he ground it, and he kneaded it, and he baked it, but he separated challah. He separated challah from it, right? He went ahead and he separated the part from the coin, and he went ahead and he made the bracha lahafrish as a challah mina isa. In zet mevarich ela minayitz. Such an act is not called a bracha, rather it's called blasphemy. It's called cursing God. Tichsev ubotzea berach niyetz Hashem. V'chol ki yosev azeh ne'emar, oy lo lazeh, shena'aseh sanegoro kategoro. About this one we say, woe to this person that his defense became his prosecution. Meaning normally mitzvos are there ultimately again to defend the individual in the Beis Din Shalom Allah. But if a person does a mitzvah in a way, or if a person does a mitzvah through the performance of the commission of an Aveira, that defense ultimately becomes a form of prosecution. The point that Ramchal is making over here is he's just giving this as an example of activities that we engage in, that we think that we justify. We justify because it's a mitzvah. We justify because everyone else does it. And the Ramchal says, just to understand, that very often people are over gezel, people are over theft all of the time, without even realizing, and for that matter, without even really intending to chas v'shalom be gazlan, to chas v'shalom be a thief. My intention is not to be a thief. My intention is to daven. My intention is to do a mitzvah. My intention is to do what everyone else is doing. But l'maisef, it's wrong. It's wrong. Ramchal bringing all of this down to show us this is why the midah of nekios is so difficult. Because nekios represents purging those characteristics, those traits, those midos that I have, that I don't even realize that they're wrong, because I've been doing it for so long that I now justify it. So the difficulty of Nikios is going after those midos, accepting, recognizing, and realizing that in fact they are wrong, and putting in the effort to try to cleanse myself from them. So we'll stop over here. We'll pick up middle of Kuf, Emir Tzashem, on Monday.
How is dabbing different than taking a smoke break?
Oh.